And welcome in. This is the Tennessee Star Report, TennesseeStar.com, where you'll see photos and a story, well, a number of stories about the Trump visit to Chattanooga. Crowds lined up over a mile to see the president in Chattanooga after making a massive rally in Macon. It looked like Woodstock. I mean, it was a sea of red hats. I mean, it was the Macon one was huge. And then you look at the pictures in Chattanooga where they absolutely filled the arena, 12,000 people inside, another 8,000 or 10,000 outside. So we could have, you know, talked to somebody who went. Could have called John Rich, but he doesn't get up this early. Could have called President Trump. He's already off to another rally. So we thought we'd talk to somebody who was not just at the rally, but on stage, where she drew about, I don't know, 15, 20,000 of her closest friends in Chattanooga. Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, who is running for the U.S. Senate into the final day. And we were down in – she's everywhere. We were down in Franklin on Saturday, you know, just kind of tooling around there with our granddaughter Remy. And lo and behold, there's Marsha Blackburn working the crowd there. Marsha, good to have you with us.
It is good to be with you. And, yes, it was so wonderful to be in Franklin on Saturday. It was the Franklin Family Fun Day. And I tell you what, my grandsons had a great time, and I know your little granddaughter had a good time also.
It was a big day down there, but an even bigger day in Chattanooga. Now, you've been to these Trump rallies 2 years ago in 2016. You've been to several that have been here in Tennessee on your behalf. I got to tell you, they seem like they are more enthusiastic and bigger than we saw 2 years ago.
Yes, they are. And here's the reason I think that they are bigger, is because people are going, hey, wait a minute. You Democrats are wanting to take away my tax cuts. You're wanting to increase regulation. We are finally working. The economy is finally growing. We've got somebody who has started building the wall. We want to protect our nation's sovereignty. And we hear this story over and over and over again. And people are just tired of having the federal government on their back, in their pocketbook. They're finally seeing some changes and some growth in the economy. You know, see, that's their opportunity to seek their version, build their version of the American dream. And I'm going to tell you, they will say repeatedly, let's make certain that we do not lose the gains that we have made. Our troops are funded. Our veterans are being cared for. Let's not turn back now.
You know,
they are bigger. They are showing up.
You're out, you know, campaigning, so you're not getting to sit in front of the TV and having to see the flurry of ads that, you know, Chuck Schumer's put $12, $13 million behind Phil Bredesen while Phil Bredesen supposedly claiming he's not going to support Phil Bredesen, he's not going to vote for him. And apparently Phil Bredesen is saying it here, but Chuck Schumer isn't getting the message because he's pouring all this money in. But there's this new ad that Bredesen has out where he talks about he sent troops to the border and then he went to the border himself. It's kind of like painting himself as a Rambo-style governor where he was going to stop the illegals coming over, even though Phil Bredesen is the one who's saying he doesn't see any big threat when this mob of migrants is headed towards our border. And yet he's trying to portray himself now as the guy who was stopping the horde coming across the border. Is this an indication that the poll numbers show, despite what the leftist media is telling us, that the immigration issue is moving votes?
Oh, it definitely is moving votes. And what you've got is a clear indication that these are statements that are being made by somebody who is desperate. They know they're losing this campaign, and they know that I'm winning. And so now he's going to say, well, I did this and I did that. But here's what Tennesseans know. They know that he gave driving certificates to 51,000 illegal aliens when he was governor. They know he has said he does not think immigration is a top 10 issue. They know that he has said he can't figure out why people are so excited about this issue of the caravan, why they think it is such a problem. They also know, he has said, he doesn't see a few thousand poor people coming to the southern border as an issue. We also know that if he were elected, his very first vote would be for Chuck Schumer. Somebody does not invest $50 million into your race for you to go to D.C. and then say, well, I'm going to vote against you. I mean,
yeah, Chuck Schumer's smarter than that.
Yeah, and Senator Tom Cotton, by the way, told us yesterday, Friday, rather, that claim by Bredesen has zero credibility. This is Michael Patrick Leahy, Congressman Blackburn. And by the way, we first met in 1998 when you were running for the state Senate again, and you were the only person sitting at a table as I went to vote in Thompson Station, and you spent about 15 minutes talking with me and my daughter. So I had a great feeling about the kind of representative you would be. Here's a personal question for you. So you're there in this huge rally with the president of the United States last night in Chattanooga, and you've been working hard, and it's a lot of work, and I don't know if you get more than 2 or 3 hours of sleep a night. But when you're there and the president is supporting you and the huge crowd is there rallying and cheering for you, do you just stop for a moment and savor it all?
You know, I am so incredibly grateful for the hard work that my staff and volunteers and friends and family have put into this race. I feel such a responsibility. You know, I don't want to disappoint anybody or let anybody down, because to me, I chose to go into public service because I am so concerned about what I call the Big Five, preserving the rights that are there for faith, family, freedom, hope, and opportunity. And I told the president last night after the rally, and we were talking about how many young people were at the rally, and I said, Mr. President, we need to rebrand the GOP. It needs to stand for Great Opportunity Party, not Grand Old Party. And this is something that needs to be done, because our message should be to future generations. If you want to have more individual freedoms, if you want to have free markets, if you want to live as a free people, then what we have to do is continue to get government off your back. We have to drain the swamp. We have to be a government of, by, and for the people. And that's been one of my goals from day one.
You know, you and I have been involved in this for a while, and putting aside the polls, putting aside kind of the feel from the crowds, you and I have seen this long enough to recognize that you can look at candidates that in the last week, they either have that swagger, they either have that confidence, they're striding into the arenas, or they're kind of shuffling in. You look at President Trump, man, he looks like a guy, I don't care what the polls are saying, he's feeling it. You show that enthusiasm and that confidence going into this final week that shows you got a candidate that's on the right track. As you're looking at some of these races around the country, including your own, are you seeing that same thing, that our candidates seem to have that just that little bit of swagger that you see in a winning campaign versus that little bit of panic that you see in a campaign that knows it's losing despite what the polls may show?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, and the president and vice president and I talked a little bit about this last night too, Steve. You've got a lot of people that had stopped voting and came back to the ballot box in 2016. These people and a lot of them will come up to me when I'm out campaigning and identify themselves as a Trump Democrat. And these are people who are supporting me, voting for me. They are out volunteering and campaigning and talking to their friends and neighbors. They are helping us win this election. And they're vitally important to us.
That was my concern going into this cycle, that Trump voters in 2016, a lot of them are folks who hadn't been showing up before, weren't Republicans, aren't Republicans. Some of them are blue-collar Democrats. A lot of them are independents that just don't get engaged or involved. And my concern was that if those Trump voters, who aren't necessarily Republicans, didn't turn out in this cycle, we could see some bad news all over the country, and that's where you might have seen that blue wave. And the left keeps saying, why is Trump doing all these rallies? Well, he's doing it because if his voters turn out and vote for Republicans, as he's asking them to do, folks like you and folks across the country, Braun in Indiana and others, Rick Scott in Florida, his voters can carry the day for Republicans.
Yes, and many of these races, whether it's Florida or Tennessee or Texas or Nevada, one vote per precinct will end up winning these races. And it is so vitally important that the Trump Democrats, those Trump voters, come back out, because they didn't like what they were seeing with elitism and cronyism in Washington. And so they had left the ballot box. And now they are coming back and they are seeing a change. They're seeing promises that were made being kept and change being delivered. So I think that this is a whole new day.
And they American voters can walk and chew gum. They can be concerned about illegal immigration and the economy, and the president and you are talking about both of them. Hey, go knock it out of the park. I know you're a person who runs through the tape, and we'll be talking with you tomorrow night as we celebrate a big victory. Congratulations on a great campaign, and go out there and finish it strong.
We will. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marcia. We'll catch up tomorrow. Hey, we'll be back with your calls and comments, 737-9522. Did you go to the rally in Chattanooga? Did you watch it? What was your impression? And we're going to do prediction day today. You call the shots. Who's going to win? What are the margins going to be? Yeah, we'll let you go on the record, 737-9522.